In the second part of Birchos HaTorah, again, the first part being Lasuk B'Divrei Torah, the classic Birchos HaMitzvah, the second part being Vaharev No, a debate between the Rabbim and Tosfos, as to whether that's a separate bracha according to Tosfos. On Ashkenazim, it's the second part of the first bracha of Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. So when we say Vaharev No, we're asking the Torah that it should be sweet. Rav Hirsch says the following, that this part of the Birchos Torah is expressing the following. May the heart and mind find sweet nourishment through the occupation with the Torah, that is, spiritual food that will be appropriate and pleasant for the heart and mind, both enlightening and ennobling, so that this pursuit may become for us the most loved and happiest activity, and our enthusiasm for it be passed on to our children and children's children. Isn't that what we ultimately want? We want our Torah and our Mesorah to continue for subsequent generations, insufficient for us to simply study the Torah and observe the Torah. But it's for us to observe it with passion, to study it with passion, for it to be vaharevna, to be sweet for us, and also for sweet for v'tzetzoeni, v'tzetzoi, tzetzoeni, for our children and future generations. And we ask that it should be befinu, that should be sweet in our mouths. Perhaps referencing the idea that Torah should be on our mouth. Lo yamush sefer haTorah zemipicha. That's found in Yeshua, Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches, that the Torah should not move from our lips. It should be on the tip of our tongues. And then we finish this bracha by saying, Kulanu yodei shemecha. We want that all of us should know your name. What does that mean, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha? Again, Rav Hirsch explains that maybe it means Yodea in sort of the biblical sense. We should be intimate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that through knowledge we feel connected and we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Soloveitchik also explores the idea that Talmud Torah, based on the Rambam, leads to Avas Hashem, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kulanu Yodei Shemecha, that we should, through the Torah study, we have a close connection, intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also means that we should know the meaning of Hashem's name. Hashem is referred to as an Elohim, a judge. He is referred to Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud. He's the master of everything. The goal is that by studying Torah, we will better understand the different aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.